I think to all of us, such trust is perhaps the greatest gift that can come to any citizen in our democracy. And I know I'll be forever grateful, as everyone here will be forever grateful, to our friends and our supporters who never gave up on us, who never lost their confidence in us. Maybe they didn't like some of our votes, or maybe they didn't like other things, but when the chips were down, they were there. And we all think of all the phone calls and all the letters and all the visits of people who come to your office with big problems and small. Or you think about the town meetings you've attended, and I've attended, as some others have here, town meetings all over America. And they're pretty much the same. They're good people. They have real questions, and they like real answers. And I always thought that differences were a healthy thing, and that's why we're also healthy, because we have a lot of differences in this chamber. I've never seen a healthier group in my life.
There you have it. Bob Dole died over the weekend. Former senator, former presidential candidate. Bob Dole from my home state of Kansas. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Oh, guess who's coming up next? Oh, I'm so excited. Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered. You hear him every day, 3 to 6, right here on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm going to ask him about the state of the Republican Party and people like Bob Dole. I mean, it's a different Republican Party than in the Bob Dole era. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, this is Noah Malgeri, business founder, engineer, international attorney, father, combat veteran, and proud patriot. America is under attack. This is an undeclared war for the heart and soul of America. Those in power are not simply incompetent. They're intentionally destroying America by selling our security and freedom to America's enemies. They're traitors, but I refuse to let them take my kids' future without giving them the fight of their lives. That's why I'm running for U.S. Congress in Nevada's 3rd District, but I need your help to get there. The broken establishment can never afford to let someone like me achieve office, because they know I will never relent and never be censored. If we are to save our republic, we must only support candidates who publicly pledge the following 4 things. To hold the criminals responsible who orchestrated the election coup of 2020. To remove the fake president from office and prosecute him for treason. To hold China accountable for COVID. And to pause all immigration until the wall is complete. Please learn more and donate at noahfornevada.com. That's Noah Malgeri at noah4nv.com. Paid for by Noah for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. A religious group based in Ohio says a violent gang in Haiti has now released 3 more hostages while 12 others are still being held. Correspondent Charles De La Desma.
The statement from Christian Aid Ministries says the people were released on Sunday in Haiti and are safe and seem to be in good spirits. The group provided no further details. On November 21, the religious organization announced the 400 Mwoso gang had released the first 2 hostages of a group of 17 kidnapped in mid-October. The gang has threatened to kill the hostages unless demands are met. Authorities say the gang is seeking $1 million for each person, although it's not immediately clear if that includes the children in the group. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Also at townhall.com, military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says the diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Games by the United States doesn't go far enough.
I think the political pressure on the administration is significant, and they have, of course, embraced this idea of a diplomatic boycott, but they should actually pull out our Olympic athletes.
The White House saying late today the U.S. will stage an official diplomatic boycott of the Winter Games to protest Chinese human rights abuses. It is a move China has vowed to greet with firm countermeasures. Now, U.S. athletes will compete, but the United States will not dispatch U.S. dignitaries to attend the games. Indonesian rescue teams trying to retrieve more bodies buried under volcanic debris after that volcano erupted over the weekend. At least 22 people are dead, 27 more still missing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Your power chewing dog runs through toys like they're going out of style. That's because weak toys aren't their style. They need something tougher. Your monthly subscription from Bully Make is packed with ultra durable toys and healthy treats made here in the USA, tested by tough chewers and delivered every 30 days, all backed with a satisfaction and durability guarantee. Try your first box at 40% off. Go to bullymake.com/radio now.
Bully Make! Tougher toys for tougher play.
Third-generation lawyers Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury on a legacy of fighting and winning for their clients. If you've been hurt, they will stand by you every step of the way, like family, because family would never let you settle for less than you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Some immediate relief, sort of, kind of be on the way for those drivers who braved the congested Interstate 15 southbound from Las Vegas to Southern California. In a joint statement made yesterday, California Governor Gavin Newsom and Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak said the Golden State will use about $12 million to temporarily expand a five-mile stretch of southbound 15 from state line to California's Food and Agriculture Station. The project is expected to begin in the spring of next year and be completed by summer. He said a more permanent solution is under discussion. A longtime advocate for Nevada taxpayers has died. Carol Velardo, the former president of the Nevada Taxpayers Association, passed away yesterday here in Las Vegas. Velardo started the NTA in 1986 and was made president in 1989, a position that she held until her retirement in 2016. Members of the business community, including the Vegas Chamber, called her a trusted voice and served the best interests of the state. She was 80 years of age. And the favorites went 7-5 against the spread yesterday. We'll have more on that later.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Now, moderate flows on the 95 right now, eastbound at Decatur. Looks like you're maintaining your freeway speeds on the 15 with that one exception. Interstate 15 northbound at Sahara. The off-ramp there, there's multiple vehicles which are situated between the off-ramp and the freeway. Approach with caution.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of the Misfits Poker League. Every Sunday morning at 11, I was there over the weekend, had a, just a fun afternoon. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. Joining us now, I'm so happy to have him. On every Monday, he is Wayne Allen Root. You'll hear him an hour from now right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Wayne, how was your weekend, my friend?
Hey, Kevin, how are you? Build the wall, build the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm with my favorite Kevin Wall. How you doing, man?
I am doing great. How was your weekend?
It was great. You know, your lead had mentioned something about 7-5 against the spread this weekend,
yeah.
Favorites. But I did fantastic. I had three underdogs and went a perfect 3-0. So it was a great weekend for me. I had a game of the year. For those who don't know, I'm Mr. Politician, but I'm also Mr. Sports Gambling. And I've got a sports gambling and sports information website called VegasWinners.com, and I gave Seattle as my game of the year. They upset San Francisco, and then I had Pittsburgh in their upset over Baltimore was my second biggest play, and my third biggest play was the L.A. Chargers in the upset over, who were they playing? I can't even remember anymore, but whoever they were playing,
the Bengals.
And so I went a perfect 3-0 on Saturday and 3-0 on Sunday, a 6-0 weekend, so I'm just on Mile High Club right now. I'm feeling great.
Let me just ask you, you surprised at all by the NCAA, the college football playoffs?
No,
and then
they're
top four.
No, listen, I'm still more focused on politics, Kevin, than sports nowadays. You know, I worry about who's going to win against the spread on Saturdays and Sundays, and then I'm right back to politics. I've really paid no attention because the bowl games don't start for another couple of weeks, so I'm not staring at them. But, you know, I guess it's a mild surprise that Alabama beat Georgia, and yet they put them both in the playoff. Georgia remained in it. Cincinnati, they've been dominant, so I guess they deserve to be in it. So, no major surprises. I've been focused as an ex-New Yorker on Chris Cuomo and on the Columbia University murder that just happened late last week, and on de Blasio's new mandate that everyone in New York has to get the vaccine. Those three stories to me are kind of sum up everything going on in America today and why I escaped from New York 30 years ago, and I will never go back. I don't even think I'm ever going to set foot in that state ever again. It's very sad, and it reminds me of Nazi Germany in 1938, some of the things going on. Amazing.
I want to ask you, though, the de Blasio thing that came out today, and it's the every employer must get everybody vaccinated, and I'm just curious, is that going to pass court muster? I mean, I got to believe that somebody's going to challenge this.
Well, let's put it this way. How has Biden done in court lately? I think he's 0 for 100 lately. Every single court is ruling against Biden's mandates. You can't dictate. There are no dictators in America. There are no kings in America. Didn't we leave? Didn't we fight a war with England because we don't want a king? And the settlers were the type of people that gave middle fingers to the king and said, we don't want to take your orders anymore. And they threw his tea in the harbor because of the tea tax. And now you've got people that think they're kings and dictators that could tell me whether I'm going to vaccinate or not, or whether I'm going to stick that jab filled with, I think, poison in my children's arms between the ages of 5 and 11. Are you out of your mind? This is how you light a fire that starts a civil war. And I'm telling you, America's very close. And it's not Wayne the conservative saying this. You can look up at Wall Street, one of the biggest billionaire hedge fund owners in the world said just a few days ago that he believes there's at least a 30%, maybe a little higher chance that America is going to enter civil war soon. And I believe the same thing. I'm not encouraging it. I don't want it. I tell people I have no interest in it. I believe in civil disobedience and voting people in on election day. But I believe Democrats are pushing and pushing and pushing. They're hitting us in the head with blackjacks and baseball bats in the knees, and they want to force us into a war so that that then they can imprison us and they can take all our guns away. They're trying their best to incite a war. And let me tell you something. If you want to incite a war, then you mandate that someone has to take a vaccine that they don't want to take. Good luck with that one. It's not going to work.
A good example, Steve Burton, who has been on General Hospital, the soap opera, for 30-plus years, he ended up getting fired because he wouldn't take the jab.
Yeah, it's happening everywhere. It's happening in lots and lots of businesses, and that shows you how strongly people feel. There are millions and millions, tens of millions of people who feel exactly as I do, that this jab is poison, that this jab is going to eventually kill millions of people all over the world and all over the United States. And it's happening every day because I say this stuff, and people feel protected. Wayne Root is a safe space for conservatives. And so people said, I give them my email on my show every day, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And so I have so many nurses and doctors and paramedics and policemen and firemen who are contacting me, and they all say the emergency rooms and the ICUs are overflowing with people who are dying or crippled from the vaccine, but they're not allowed to talk about it. The nurses are sworn to secrecy or they'll lose their jobs. And everybody knows what's going on. And I just saw today in, I think it was England, I believe, a nurse said the exact same thing, that she was told that if you tell people what's going on in the intensive care unit, you will lose your job and will sue you, will come after you, will ruin you. You cannot tell people. We need everyone to be vaccinated, and you'll scare people away from being vaccinated if they hear the truth that people are dropping dead of heart attacks left and right from this vaccine. Heart attacks, strokes, blood clots. Hey, one of my best friends never made it to the wedding. He was 49 years old, and 2 weeks before my wedding dropped dead of a heart attack and a stroke with no prior history. And since the wedding, one of my best friends who was at the wedding, again, he's not 49, he's 60 something years old, and 60 year olds have heart attacks, I get it, but he is vaccinated, and he did have a massive heart attack just a few nights ago, and he's recovering at the moment after open heart surgery. And I'm telling you, all over America, heart attacks have gone through the roof since people started getting vaccinated. It's very clear what's happening.
What do we know about Omicron?
We know it's very mild, and we know what the real name should be is DEV, Democrat Election Variant. That's what we know. This is all about keeping mail-in ballots not only available, but the prevalent form of voting, because nobody has voter ID, and you have no idea of sending in that mail-in ballot, and nobody does verification of signatures correctly anymore. They put it in a machine, and the machine is set to approve every signature, even if it looks nothing like the person's signature. So if you do mail-in balloting, and nobody is ever there in person to meet you and check you, then illegal aliens vote, dead people vote, people at addresses gone for 20 years vote, 20,000 people vote for the same address. Nobody checks on anything. This is all about keeping everyone in a heightened state. Number one, keeping everyone in a heightened state of hysteria and panic so that they vote, online and through the mail, and therefore automatically Democrats get to cheat in elections. And number two, it's about greed. You've shown me a TV station in America, media in America, that is not bought by Big Pharma. All the vaccine companies, Kevin, take all the ads on ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, whatever's out there, CNN, MSNBC, I said PBS, I didn't mean that because they don't take ads. But the point is, Big Pharma is the one that pays for the news. Without them, the whole newsroom would have to be fired. So all of them are afraid to report on this. Doctors are afraid they'll lose their medical license, and then they spread the money around with bribes, legal or not, they're bribes. So as far as I'm concerned, everybody's getting rich, and everyone's looking the other way as thousands of people are dying every minute.
Okay, a reminder to those of you driving, keep both hands on the road. I'm going to give you something that may force you off the road, and this is a recent column by no less than Wayne Allen Root, Get Ready for President Hillary Clinton. What in God's name are you talking about?
Well, I'm proven right as of today, right? I wrote that 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And people, people were fascinated by it. A lot of them said they believe I'm right. But lots of others, when I read the comments under my article, said, Wayne's wrong. Hillary won't be back. But the point of the column wasn't that Hillary will be back. It's that someone is going to soon replace Joe Biden. And to do that, they first want someone to replace Kamala Harris, and that person could instantly become president of the United States without a vote if Joe Biden steps down, and I believe they're getting ready to make him step down. It's clear he has dementia. All the things I've been saying for 2 years turn out to be exactly right. Joe Biden has terrible dementia. He's not even there anymore. Hunter's laptop has texts between him and a famous psychologist who said, hey, let's bring you on your father's podcast. We'll all make a lot of money. And Hunter says, great idea. And the guy says, but what about your father's dementia? Is he even capable of doing the podcast anymore? And that was, you know, before he got elected president. He's much worse. He's deteriorated dramatically in office. So they're looking to replace Joe Biden before the election because they know that Donald Trump would trounce him. If the election were held today, it would be a massive landslide. So they've got to get someone new in there. So to do that, they've got to first replace the vice president because they know that Kamala Harris is the most unpopular human being in the history of the world. There's never been a more unpopular, hated person than Kamala Harris. So what happened? What started this weekend? A drumbeat coming right from the Biden White House about how horrible of a person Kamala Harris is and how no one can live with her and she's abusive to her aides and officials and employees and she's a terrible person. This is all coming. Rumors are starting from the Biden White House. They're spreading rumors to destroy her credibility. They're going to make her step down. New person to replace her will undoubtedly be made president before 2024. Might be Hillary. Could be Michelle Obama. Could be Mayor Pete Butthead from South Bend, the transportation secretary. But whoever it is, my prediction isn't Hillary. My prediction is they're going to replace Kamala soon, and then that person will be the next president of the United States, in my opinion.
I want to ask you, though, only this is a latest Rasmussen poll. Only 38% believe Biden is making his own presidential decisions. 53% say others are making the decisions for him. Who the heck are these people that are making the decisions for the president?
Yeah, I mean, welcome to my world.
Do we know?
I mean, these are all things I predicted so long ago, and now people have all come around to understanding I was right. By the way, there was another poll, and I don't know if it was Rasmussen or not, but it came out over the weekend, and only 22% of Americans want Biden to run for president again. 22%. So, I mean, he's lost Republicans, he's lost Democrats, he's lost independents. There's nobody left who likes anything he's doing. So Biden is finished, and what's sad is, you know, you'd like to say this means Republicans are going to win a landslide, but you and I both know they don't hate the Democrat Party. They hate Biden. They hate Kamala. So the Democrats are right. If we just replace them, the next person has a chance to be, you know, to win all of them back again. So it may not be that simple to win in 2024 if they replace Biden. If he stays, it's going to be a massive landslide, the likes of which no one has ever seen. Democrats know that. They see the polls. It's a joke. Nobody's ever been lower than Biden and Kamala. They're just hated. So there's no chance they will be in 2024. That's my real prediction. Whether it's Hillary or not, that's a headline that generates a lot of interest and eyeballs. You know I'm good at that. I don't know if it's Hillary. I know it's someone. They're planning and plotting someone to replace Joe Biden very soon.
You're going to be up at 3:05. I know you got prep work to do. We'll let you go. Thank you so much. It's always fun visiting with you. We'll do it again next week, okay?
And let me, as I always do, let me mention my new book, The Great Patriot Protest, the boycott book, and the one before that, Trump Rules. Both of them are great Christmas, Hanukkah gifts, and right now you're thinking about gifts for people in your life. Well, if the people in your life are Republicans or conservatives or patriots or Christians, Trump warriors, they will love Trump Rules, and they will love The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, both by Wayne Root. Give it as a team, and go get them at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Target. Merry Christmas, everyone.
45 minutes away from Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered. Thanks so much, man. We'll do it again next week. There we go. He's off to prep land. He'll be with you 45 minutes from right now. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else has gotten back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
D.C. politicians are proposing new tax increases on American industries. Just as we begin to recover from the pandemic, politicians want to experiment with risky new taxes, weakening the U.S. economy, making us less competitive when we can least afford it. America's recovery counts on all of us. We can't afford more taxes. Tell Catherine Cortez Masto, don't overtax American industry. Get the facts at coalitionforamericanjobs.org. Paid for by the Coalition for American Jobs.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff. In my job, keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andre 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andre 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, so the U.S. Senate is back in session. They are talking about the late, great Bob Dole, the former senator, former presidential candidate, who died over the weekend, and I think at the age of 98. Wow. A long, good life for the native Kansan, and he's a guy that I followed, gosh, In the early days of my interest in politics. He was one of the first people that I glommed onto. One of the other things that they're doing in the Senate right now is they're talking about Build Back Broke bill that Chuck Schumer says he wants to get passed, and wants a vote on before Christmas. Well, I hate to tell you, pal, but Christmas is coming, and I don't see any vote happening anytime soon. John Kennedy was on the floor. In fact, this was an interview. And he was making the case with Maria Bartiromo yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures, was making the case against the Build Back Broke bill. This is cut number five. Here we go.
I mean, people don't realize what's in this bill. I'm glad you just described it that way, federal takeover.